Scorpion's Avenue.
Soft spot, a worm inside a crustacean shell. The soft spot, your mother is a narcissist, you're going to hell. The soft spot, there's a gummy bear inside of a metal bell. The soft spot, listen to it and listen well.
That was perfect. I can't believe you remembered the lyrics I sent you. Are we guys ready? Welcome to the live soft spot, everybody.
Yay!
I'm Julian McCullough.
And I'm Meg Malloy.
And we have an amazing lineup today of guests. What's our first lineup? We've never had a lineup.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have Moses Storm, Lizzie Cooperman, and
Hi.
Matt Ingebretson.
Hey.
Hi.
Together, we equal one worthwhile comedian.
Yep. I'm all act outs, Matt's all writing, and Lizzie's all charm.
If you're listening to this, we have three microphones and five people. So if it goes in or out, just like pretend it's not doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
Chill okay. out.
We look at the laziest people like that are too shy to do karaoke, where you have to like share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thanks for coming, guys. We're recording from Crux, the store in Atwater Village in Los Angeles, and it's a great store.
My art's here. Come buy it.
Yeah, it's where we had Meg's art show.
There's one called Fire Island. I love that
one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing store. It's a store that the first time I came in here, I was like, I'm not allowed to wear any of this because I'm 40 years old.
No,
right?
You would look great in this.
You're destined to only wear old Gap Dad shirts. Yeah.
Man, where is this limited thinking coming from?
My dad, literally from my dad.
I can tell you, yes.
You will never wear patterns.
Kind of. It was worse than that. But So today we picked a theme because is it the first day of summer yet?
Yeah, after Memorial Day, it's
pretty
summer.
Much
it's been summer.
It
for
pretty
a while.
Much is.
But oh, Memorial! I thought it was like there was like a calendar, like a science day that makes it summer. You know, a science day. Yeah.
21st
a solstice
June is officially.
Hold on.
Getting
what
from
are
my
you
manager.
Saying? A science day?
Like a day, not Memorial Day. Like oh, we all those guys died,
guys.
And
oh,
so now it's summer.
That is meaningful in the universe.
In the universe, I'm saying. Like the universe says it's summer.
Oh,
I just kept whispering into the microphone. It's solstice. I didn't have the courage to say it out loud. Okay, I'll say
it. Solstice.
It's solstice.
And
autumn solstice is September 22nd, which is also the Hobbit's birthday. Bilbo Baggins. Keep that in mind. Just starting out with some cold hard facts.
Can you do a mic drop on a podcast?
It's pretty rare that facts are actually fun.
This store feels like it's only open on the solstice. It's like that type of store. And I mean
Absolutely.
That in a good way. As I stated, I don't know if you caught that, but I feel very at home here. And
that's
I'm
good.
Gonna move in.
Well, Matt, that's a good segue because where are you actually from?
I'm from Lake Jackson, Texas.
Just Texas.
Not to derail the podcast, but your posture looks so uncomfortable when you lean horizontal for the microphone.
Yeah. Well, I got a stomach full of lean right now. Is that right, babe?
Yeah, purple stuff.
Raise your hand if you know what stomach full of lean means.
I don't.
I do.
Bladder full of lean. It's not stomach
what?
Full of lean.
Lean
if you're quoting
lean
the
cuisine?
Song.
No, it's like a cough syrup that's technically illegal to have. It has a small trace amount of what would be considered heroin in it. Rappers use it, and it's as responsible. Oh.
Purple stuff.
Rap. Is it like Dimetap?
H-Town.
You mix it with Sprite, and it doesn't taste as bad, and you get high, and you feel like you love everyone on it. It's pretty fun.
And you can find it on my website.
You can find it on my website. My merch shirt is soaking in lean, and you just wring out the merch shirt over your mouth.
You said rappers use it. What do they use it for?
Rappers
like it's a tool?
It in the studio, so it's like the main thing they're rapping about.
And like WD-40?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, the Slick Rick was known for using WD-40 in the studio. No, but now it's like it's responsible for essentially mumble rap. So right before that, it was like Kendrick Lamar. It was all about how many bars can you get into a song.
Mm-hmm.
But mumble rap is like very slow, and that is in big part thanks to Lean.
Well,
yeah.
Whoa. DJ Screw, Houston. Okay. Lean. That's where it all came from.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're from Houston too, right?
I am.
But League City, is that what Julian said?
League City. He's
I've never heard of that actually.
Clear Lake?
Okay, I know Clear Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny is there's nothing good to say about these places.
No.
They're both not interesting and culturally deficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nothing good has ever happened there. It's where plastic is created. We all love, know and love plastic. The oil that you use
there's
in your
cars.
There's
a lot of refineries.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It'll make you not want to eat seafood ever again because Galveston is pretty gross.
Why? What happens?
It looks like toilet water. Like doo-doo
toilet
water.
The beaches are not nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not anything fancy. Mm.
But it's where I'm from, and I'm proud of it.
Same.
How are the summers there?
Oh, brutal. Brutally hot, like 100% humidity and 100 degrees.
Did you grow up there from zero to
no,
Comedy Central?
No, I moved there when
Central?
I was nine. Zero to Comedy Central. And
like
once
BC
season 3 years, I'll die.
Before Comedy Central.
And I'll
Central.
Be buried in one of the pillows in this store.
Yeah. Did you grow up there your whole life?
No, I was born in Texas and then moved to Oklahoma, Utah, Puerto Rico, and then back to Texas.
I like how you just slid Puerto Rico in there like we weren't going to notice.
And no further questions about Puerto Rico.
He's prepared. Yeah.
How tall are you? Six what?
6'4".
6'4". Does that explain why you're so tall, that you're from all the tallest places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm upset. My body hurts all the time. It was great up until I hit 30, and then I'm like, oh, it's going to cause me pain the rest of my life. I just came from yoga, actually.
You're clearly dressed for it.
Cut that part out. I don't want people to know I do yoga. Cut that out.
You're like Marmaduke. Everything hurts, and your heart's going to give out.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so sad.
It's people love to tell me, you never see tall old people. It's like, oh.
Oh,
thanks.
My God. You
what
really don't.
What an interesting fact.
Well,
yeah.
Also, you start to curve. Like, you'll be a curvy man.
I'll tip over. Yeah.
Not the guy on Third Rock from the Sun.
John Lithgow?
John Lithgow.
Oh.
He's alive.
That's one tall man that's still alive.
I'm going to be just like John Lithgow.
John Voight, he's doing pretty well.
Is he tall?
I don't know.
Anyone
mention John Voight
ever?
Got
off the rails. Yeah.
Moses is like, I just haven't said anything in a little while, so I'm just going to shout out a John.
Comics at Least show where it's like the harshest transitions. I have a hard bit about John Voight.
So summers in Lake Jackson.
Yes.
They said on paper, or when I just said it out loud, it sounds like it could be paradise. Summers in Lake Jackson.
No,
is that,
well, what's interesting about Lake Jackson is there is not a lake there. It's I don't know why they named it that.
I've always wondered that myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
The town was built by Dow Chemical, who makes this podcast is sponsored by plastic. It was built as a place to house employees of Dow Chemical. It's built on a swamp. I was told they pumped out the water, but as I've gotten older, it's one of those facts where I'm like, does that make sense? They pumped out swamp water?
I've heard that about Texas City, too, and
okay.
I don't believe
it. Yeah, it seems weird. But that's what I was told, that it's on a swamp and they pump the water out.
So you grew up in an Aaron Brockovich town.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And how hot does it get there in the summer?
Like 100.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something.
Just 100.
You could have just said something more exciting.
Yeah. Hot as my ass?
No, like 115. It's fine, but 100's a lot.
Here's something interesting. John Voight is 4'7".
So what year were you, like, do you have any happy summer memories from growing up in Lake, or were you even a teenager there, or were you a teenager in Puerto Rico?
I was a teenager in Lake Jackson. 9 to 18, I lived in Lake Jackson. Okay. My summers there...
In Lake Jackson.
Yes. In the lake. Let's see. I used to rollerblade. I have nothing good to tell you. I have only bad news to deliver about my summers in Lake Jackson. I used to rollerblade. I didn't really think about this. Here's the memory that popped into my head. Okay, my friend Nick and I used to rollerblade everywhere, and I'd like to apologize for that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Rollerblading is having a real renaissance right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was shamed for it constantly, but I really liked it. But we used to rollerblade. We would wake up every Saturday in the summer. This is so weird. I can't tell what... I didn't listen to enough of this podcast to know if what I'm about to say fits into it at all. But
just
we used
do
to,
it.
He's got some harsh opinions about Benghazi.
We used to wake up on every Saturday and rollerblade a mile away to this... grocery store called Food King. And,
oh, I know Food King.
You know Food King?
Yeah.
Okay. Food King. And they had
that checks out.
Pig in the Blankets there. And we would rollerblade and we would get to the grocery store and take our rollerblades off and walk in with our socks on. And we'd order about a dozen Pig in the Blankets each and get a 2-liter Dr. Pepper and split it. That's go. Like
and
representative.
We'd sacrifice them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a couple of questions. That's a wonderful memory, by the way.
Yes.
I'm noticing a severe lack of vegetables in that.
Yeah. No, vegetables didn't play a big part in my life.
Well, okay. Good thing you shook your stomach up on the rollerblades.
I did. I used to be, like, addicted to Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? How'd you kick it? Group? Did you do it in group or did you do it?
Well, I started. Well, okay. So another Texas. So in Texas, there's Buc-ee's. You know, Buc-ee's.
Yes.
Lake Jackson is actually where Buc-ee's is from. Do you guys know about Buc-ee's? Have you ever been to Texas?
You ever had those?
It's a gas station.
Those Buc-ee nuggets.
But it's a really. It is a gas station, and it's a great.
It's a gas station, but it's like a department store.
It's more than a gas station.
Wait.
Gas
so, that, yeah. So it's the store that we're in right now.
Yes. No, it's not this nice, but...
But there's, like, an entire jerky section.
That's right.
Like, every kind of jerky you can think of.
Well, so they got started in a... They were famous for having the cleanest bathrooms.
It's true.
This is true.
It's true.
But think about how nice that is, actually. You're driving down on a road trip, and you're like, Buc-ee's, I can trust they'll be sparkling clean.
Yes.
And so that's how they got started. But, okay, my story is that... when I was in high school, they used to sell these 52-ounce refillable mugs, and for 75 cents, you could fill them up, and every day on the way to high school, I'd fill it up with Dr. Pepper and drink that throughout the day. And then I gained weight from doing that, because it's wildly unhealthy, and then I switched to tea.
I thought you were going to say Diet Dr. Pepper.
When I was, like, 16, that's when I, like, became an adult.
Became a senior citizen. Yeah. He's like, I'll have elderberry tea.
Yeah.
It's so nice to hear somebody sing the praises of Buc-ee's.
Did you ever
such a wonderful place.
Did you ever get roasted in, like, the lunchroom for having, like steeping tea?
No, it was not steep tea. It was, like, Lipton. It was, like, cold tea that I would just jam full of Splenda. Julian's asking for a doctor or for a Diet Coke.
Drink Moses' Dr. Pepper.
Is this a part of the podcast, by the way, that you have Diet Coke, or is this just?
Yeah, well, we're hoping to get sponsored by Diet Coke for our. But I mean, brand-wise, like Tab would be the ideal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Surge is Surge too recent?
No. Surge is too high energy.
Surge
Tab
has
is like
has
low.
Nostalgic qualities, but Tab is nostalgic. They still make it. And it's still delicious. A lot of people don't even know that Tab is still available.
All my friends' moms drank Tab.
Oh, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Tab. I still...
Are they hot?
Yeah, I don't know. I never had a crush on my friend's mom.
You do or you don't?
I don't. Oh. No.
Let's explore
that
more.
I think of Texas moms as having, like, big old fake boobs and... Fake blonde hair. And drinking Tabs.
No.
And smoking Virginia Slims.
They're not that cool.
No.
They're way less cool than that.
They're like, where's your friend Matt with the rollerblades?
And the
tea. He's laying on the ground moaning in stomach pain.
Yeah.
were your socks soaking wet when you would walk into the Buc-ee's from foot sweat?
I feel like probably, but I wasn't going to bring that up, Julian. This is a nice people here listening. I didn't want to bring up a truly horrid image.
I just want to say that same for me, except yes. It was bikes, mm-hmm. You know, like a normal person.
Yeah.
And then granola bars.
Oh.
That was us, Quaker Oats chocolate chip granola bars.
Oh, yeah.
But not pigs in the blanket. Anyway, do you have a summer memory that is, like, actually fond?
Did you ever do anything crazy in a Buc-ee's bathroom?
No, I would never insult a Buc-ee's like that.
Buc-ee's
I have
bathroom.
Too much respect for Buc-ee's.
That was a trick question. I would have been really upset.
I had a girlfriend in high school named Stacy. Bonfires at the beach we did. To be honest, childhood, I had a really normal, boring, not great. Actually good, but boring, sad childhood. Actually not sad at all, only in that it was so boring and uneventful and didn't really shape me in any way. I guess shaped me completely, but what am I trying to say? I should have thought about this. Hold on.
Full meltdown.
No, let me finish, okay?
For some reason, I picture your family always having the fireplace on.
It was too hot in Texas.
Year-round. Really? But doesn't your dad have like a wine cellar and stuff?
He likes wine.
He's a Dr. Pepper cellar.
I think of the Ingebretsons as like a sweatery, like wood-paneled family.
If we lived in the North, you'd be dead on, but we were in the South.
Gotcha.
My summers were filled with, I used to mow lawns in the summer. I would like go door to door, and so that was like how I made money. I would like mow people's lawns. And
you're like, I sold vacuum cleaners door to door.
Yeah.
Did you have to get an extender for the lawnmower handle to get up to your chest? Like, or did you bend over and
No, Julian,
back?
I'm not a freak, okay? Really feels
that
like
that was a genuine question. I feel like you're too tall to mow lawns.
For listeners of the podcast, Matt Ingebretson's head is in a sunroof right now.
Yeah.
Did you ever find that like that old hack stereotype of like the mom of the house would like hit on the lawn boy? Did you ever experience?
Are you talking about my mom?
Did your mom hit on the lawn boy?
My mom was definitely like a super Texas MILF.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
She's like, oops, I dropped the
thing. I dropped something.
So she's terrible at improv.
Yeah.
Her oops. Work was
I did once when I mowed lawns. I mowed it with my friend, and he had a riding lawnmower. And we used to mow our biggest. I don't know if this is a good story to tell. I should have thought this through. Okay. We mowed this guy. There was this gynecologist, and he owned the house next to him. It's not really relevant to the story, but it feels like it paints the picture a little bit. He owned the house next to it, which his dad lived in, and we got $100 to mow these 2 yards, which was like a lot.
Wow, that's big money.
Big money. But one time, 1 week, we went there, and his riding lawnmower, the blade had gotten fucked up and shifted at an angle. So when he mowed a couple strips, on one side, it cut no grass, and on the other side, it cut into the dirt. And in our stupid 16-year-old brains, we were like, well, let's just fucking do it. Who gives a shit? So we mowed this guy's yard and ruined his fucking yard by doing this. And he called me that night and said, if you ever fucking come to my house, my dad will shoot you with a gun.
Whoa!
See, that's the kind of nostalgic memory we're looking for.
Yeah, okay, great.
Boring that's so
childhood.
Wonderful.
Good, yes.
That's
we're
great.
Say, and our 16-year-old minds were like, do the drapes match the carpet?
I love that you gave his lawn cornrows, basically. That's what I'm picturing.
It was truly stupid, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Matt. Matt, you have another show to run to across the street.
Club TG. I'll do it, and if I get done, I'll come back.
Yeah, come back and okay, tell us how the set went.
All right, great. Thank you. Yeah.
Matt Ingebretson, everybody.
Corporate on Comedy Central. It's going into its third season.
Maybe Matt will have a happy summer story to tell us after this set.
God, I hope so.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because this one's going to bring you down.
Okay, let's do Lizzie. Hi, Lizzie.
Hi. Can we just flag the rollerblading for follow-up? Also?
Yes.
That story,
please.
Listening to it, I like remembered, you know what? I know this is the soft spot. It should be light and soft. But guys, my childhood was a sledgehammer. No. I got rollerblades when I was young. Like, everyone was, like, rollerblading. And I remember my sister being, like, I remember they were expensive. And my sister and I went to Target, and I was like, these rollerblades are, like, $40. And she was like, oh, my God, you should get them. She, like, helped me pay for the rollerblades. I got them. I went rollerblading with my friends. And I was like, why am I so much slower than everyone? Like, I could not keep up. And everyone was like, we have to wait for Lizzie. And it was like, it was traumatic. Like, I was like, I'm going twice as fast. And I was also kind of like the fat little rascal.
Yeah.
So just kind of like, you know, it just made it feel.
Giving it your all, but that, it just wasn't.
It amplified my inadequacy. And then someone goes, let me look at your rollerblades. And I took a rollerblade off and they like tapped the wheel and they were like, these are hollow plastic. I literally bought toy roller, but like they weren't real. They were like a hollow, like like thing you would buy out of a vending machine on my feet. And I was like, it was even worse. And then we went home and they were like, yeah, Lizzie has like bad rollerblades. And the mom was like, oh yeah, these aren't even wheels. And I was like, I've been like basically rollerblading on dreidels or like some hollow plastic crap.
They were like, you have kid rollerblades and you're poor.
And you're poor, yeah. I'm like, why? What, yeah, who's not buying?
I thought you were
gonna
like they tapped the rollerblades and they were toasters. That's why it was so slow.
They weren't even. Anyway,
that's so sad.
Yeah,
where did you grow up, Lizzie?
I grew up in a suburb of Minneapolis called New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Which people were like, no hope for New Hope. Like, it was like, everything
funny.
In Minnesota is like on a lake, kind of.
Yeah.
So it's like, I grew up on this lake called Medicine Lake, which is like,
it's like a teen drama show. Medicine Lake.
No, Medicine Lake.
Oh. Medicine.
Sorry, yeah. I wasn't listening.
you're literally 6 inches away from her.
I've had this issue with him before. Okay. It's like cough syrup lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now are you listening?
Like, it's like Lean Lake.
Lean Lake.
Lean Lake. It's Lean Lake.
Yes.
It's like that. So I grew up on this lake. There was a lot of like, so-and-so drove on the lake and never came back. Like there were
Whoa.
A lot of like scary things happened. A lot of, you know, there was a lot of drama around Medicine Lake. I grew up next to a 7-Eleven,
oh,
a McDonald's,
man.
And a lake.
My first.
Say no more. That's drama.
My first real kiss was behind a dumpster behind the 7-Eleven in Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
So a lot can happen at a 7-Eleven. Don't call her that.
It is so, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
Kate Peacock, where are you at?
Oh, my God.
That's her full real name.
That's her full name, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, it really happened, so I can't get sued. Craig Morton was there. He saw it.
Is that how copyright works?
Yeah.
If it really happened, mm-hmm.
If your best friend saw it, it counts.
If your best friend saw it, I buy the dumpster.
So fun. Do you know where she's at?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's here tonight.
Yeah. Yes, bring her out. We bring out your physical soft spot when you. So
I grew up there. I mean, I have.
Did you have
to
a boyfriend in?
Okay.
Medicine
so
Lake.
So I had several boyfriends. I was fast, so to speak, and I was the first one to menstruate. I was thinking when you were like, and we're talking about summer memories. That was the first thing that popped into my head because it was my best memory from childhood.
Getting a period?
Yes, because I got attention. Like I was 11, so I was the first one to get it. I had older sisters, and I got mine before one of my sisters. So it was like, yeah, I mean, it just fucking happened. Like, I was like, I remember having cramps all day at the mall, then going home. And I remember it was just one of those beautiful, it felt like a Country Time lemonade commercial. I'm just like, the sun is setting. And I was like, I got my period. And then I remember going onto my, like, back patio and, like, my mom being like, what happened? And I was like, Mom, I got my period. And she was just like, it was a bonding moment that, like, I normally didn't get that much focus on me. So I was like, am I a woman or am I not a woman? And I remember like loving going back and forth, being like, does this mean I'm this or this? And really milking that. I wasn't really having that question. I was just milking it so I could have this conversation with my mom. And just being like, this is the best day. And then I remember, speaking of boyfriends, there was like this guy named Doug who I was supposed to meet at the pool the next day. And now it's like, I mean, I can't swim with a giant maxi pad. I am really sorry to anyone who has an aversion to blood, ovaries. I normally don't open up about this sort of thing, but there's something about crux that makes my body move.
Right. Okay.
So I was like, I remember I had to call him and I was like, I'm just going to tell him I have my period. Like everything I was like, it was like my huge, like, I just wanted, at, like, you know, so I called him and I was like, I know I was supposed to meet you at New Hope Pool, but I got my period. And he was like, okay, cool. Like, he didn't care at all.
You were like, but I'm fertile now.
Right, exactly. But now we can make children, other junior high. So I didn't go swimming with him. Then I remember I had softball, and I was like, guys, I'm wearing a maxi pad. Like, it was like this. I'm like, I can't run with it in. Like, I made a big drama about it.
Yeah.
And I just, like, it was the best summer of my life. I was like, I am bleeding. Like, I was so excited about it. Yeah.
Moses, do you have any questions for Lizzie's period summer?
Moses, I'm open to every question.
Oh, my God. That feels borderline threatening.
You just, your face looks so confused the whole time.
No, I was like, just like, that's so cool to be like, yeah, this is like this thing that happens to me. It's cool. I've never heard that angle before.
Yeah.
Because I think,
when did you get your period, Moses?
Very late bloomer. Did not honestly hit puberty even close to when you should. So maybe 17.
It was like, whoa, for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got a bunch of pubic hair, though, and then nothing else. Yeah. Yeah.
Your puberty was like, hey, how about just the worst part?
How about just the absolute worst part? No, I had no questions, but is it my part?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
What? But is puberty a summer memory for you, or is it more of a winter, spring? What kind of puberty?
It's great. I don't know when it was. I think it was a summer puberty.
I'm being like, oh my God, right?
It was for me
because you look at your body more in the summer too.
Right,
right.
You can't hide.
Yeah.
Keeping on the theme of rollerblades, there was this fun summer memory. Where, I don't know, this is probably not fun, but so it was my birthday, and we were at this roller rink when I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, and my mom had 5 kids, we were very poor, and she stole a pair of rollerblades for me on my birthday, like for the rented pair, right? And then I had those for like maybe 2 months, and then, this is very real, we're going to go back to the roller rink because the band Third Eye Blind was going to play the roller rink. And they were gonna give away tickets to like a concert they were doing in Panama City, Florida. So my mom was single and ready to mingle, and she wanted to hook up with Third Eye Blind. So I know, I shit you not, you can look up all the dates of this.
Sorry, I can't stop not talk right now.
Yeah.
Which Third Eye Blind member, or does it matter?
She would always go after the lead singer.
Stephen like Jenkins.
Everything you would hope, yes. Stephen
okay.
Jenkins,
all right.
Absolutely. So she's going back, and then so she gets all dressed up. She was like very in shape. She was also a professional bodybuilder for a little bit. I know. If I was giving myself notes in the story, I'd be like, too many unusual things. It sounds like a lie. So
but
she
you said five kids.
She had 5 kids,
right.
And she's maybe like 34 at this time.
Okay.
So she was.
It's
you know,
not easy to keep it tight after 5 kids. Good
right?
For her.
Oh, she was. Yeah, she was in incredible shape. And so we go back to the roller rink. And so since she was trying to, like essentially hook up with this band and find new dads for us, she was like, go in 5 minutes after me. So this would happen all the
you
time.
You were your mom's wingman.
Not at all. It's like, stay away, far away. If you want the wings, we were the Red Rockets. That we got her there, and then we would drop off as quick as possible. So we go, and then I'm just like a dumb kid. So I bring the stolen rollerblades from that same rink back into the roller rink.
Ooh.
The manager in my head, who was like 35, but looking back, he's like 16 and covered in acne, who was the scariest person. He goes, where did you get those rollerblades? And I was like, my friend gave them to me. He goes, you need to come with me immediately. And I get pulled into the back office,
whoa,
which has like a two-way mirror. And so I'm sitting in the office.
A two-way mirror?
A two-way mirror.
Like an interrogation room?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like you can...
How often do they have crimes happen? In the
No, I'm saying, like, it looks out onto the roller rink floor. So it's like the manager's office. So you can, like, survey the roller rink without people seeing you. So,
that's so extreme.
At this point, my mom had said, like, before we went in, she goes, if you need anything, I'm not your mom. I'm your older sister tonight. Because we couldn't, like, blow her cover.
Oh, my God.
Well, the last thing guys in bands want is, like, a woman with five kids, right? They only had the one tour bus. So...
Sorry. What they do want is a 34-year-old woman with brothers that are 8, 6, 4, and 2.
A huge age gap and a huge secret. So I'm in the office now, and I'm completely busted. I'm like, red-faced, the first time I've been in trouble. And he's like, I know you stole these. And he goes, where is your mom? And at that exact moment, like a sitcom, I see my mom skate by the two-way mirror on the roller rink because she's tearing it up because the contest just started. So, like, Third Eye Blind's judging a skate contest. The winner of the skate contest is gonna get free. They're gonna get to meet the band and then backstage passes to the show that they go to. So that they're about to do then town. So
wait, just real quick, you're not making this up.
I'm not making this up.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay.
No, I know. I wish I was. So I'm like scared shitless. So he goes, you need to call your mom right now. Where's your mom? And I wasn't gonna blow her cover. And I was like, well, my older sister's here, and he goes, nope. I need to talk to your mom. And I go, she's on vacation. Cause you're a kid and you're bad at lying. So he's like, all right, then call her. And he picks up the phone. And I'm 7. I've never used a phone before. So I just start pushing numbers like she lives in Korea. I push like 17 numbers on the phone. And then I proceed to have a fake phone call with her. And it goes something like this, like, what? What's, oh, yeah, you're back early from vacation? Oh, okay, yeah. So she's across the street at the Del Champs, which is the grocery store that was across the street from the roller rink. So he's like, oh, yeah, she's over there at the grocery store. Let me go get her. And my plan was to just, like, run. So.
Wait, who did he think you called?
He clearly knew I was lying.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, he's.
He was like, oh, yeah, his whole attitude was like, oh, really? She's across the street? Let's go.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right.
So,
thought he was like, wow, he called Del Champs and she was there.
And she was there.
Okay.
So he walks me out to the door, and he's got his hand on my wrist, right? And he's like dragging me out to like, okay, really? Let's go see your mom, right? And so the second I get to the door, I do a twist move and I release myself from his grasp and I just start running into the parking lot.
Wow.
And I'm 7, I have no plan. So my plan is when I keep running, I see the van that we came in and I just get under the van and I'm hiding under the van. He comes up because he's seen the whole thing. He's just seen a kid run away and then just go lay down.
I wish you would get out from that van, my friend.
So so I have no keys, so I'm under the van. He pulls me out and he goes, that's it. I'm tired of this. Stop messing around with me. I'm going to call the cops. You need to tell me. Yes.
Over-rented rollerblades.
You were 7?
7. Yeah. So my older sister has seen what's happened. She's seen me like run out the door, so she's come after me. So now she's with me as well. We walk back into the roller rink, and he goes, "I'm tired. You need to stop yelling. You need to stop lying to me, young man." And he goes, "Where is your mom?" So at this moment, I come back in. There's an entire circle around my mom, and the band that has they're on like a table like we're at right now with just a radio station banner over it, and they're judging the skate off. And it's my mom's turn. And I was like, that's my mom. And my mom is in black thigh-high socks, cut-off jean shorts, and a halter top that pushed her boobs up to where a travel neck pillow would be. And I go, that's my mom. And he goes, no mom dresses like that.
Ooh!
Yeah. He goes, I know you're lying to me. So then he says, if that's really her, then you have no problem if I announce her name. So then he gets over the loudspeaker of the roller rink.
Oh, shit.
So she's like right in front of the band at this moment. Like, this is the highest stakes cover blow. He gets over and he goes, I won't say her real name, but let's just say her name is Linda. Linda Storm, you need to come to the manager's office. Your son is in the office. And her cover is completely blown. So she's got to, like, skate off with her head hung low. She's still trying to, like, backward skate so it looks, like, less obvious. She still won the skate off.
Oh, she won?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But I was banned from the roller rink for forever.
Yeah, well, you lied.
Yeah, I lied. Well, I got in trouble for something that she stole, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the most confusing spanking I've ever got in my life. I was like, okay.
You're like, I can see how no one was right in this situation.
Yeah.
But I don't know about spanking.
I'm going to need to talk about this in a retail store someday.
Which Third Eye Blind song is about this memory?
Right? I wish there was a song that had something to do with this. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But did your mom hook up with Stephen Jenkins?
No, not that I know of. I mean, she would disappear a lot, so we couldn't go with her. Oh, so... The thing I was actually kind of tied to this. Tell me if I'm talking too much.
No, keep going.
So one thing that didn't fit like the narrative in my head is like, okay, so yeah, we're really poor. My mom was like doing everything she could to make money and find new dads for us. But one thing that stuck out to me was like, why was she a volunteer firefighter?
Right?
It was like, why? That doesn't, like, fit. Why was she, like, just... It's like a huge thing.
And it's... Wait. Okay. And you don't get paid.
You don't get paid, right?
I'm glad you asked it, because everyone in the crowd was like, why was his mom a volunteer firefighter?
Right, because, like, she was just constantly shoplifting. It was, like, a really rough time. Like, we were in so many managers' offices at this point. So she was a volunteer firefighter, and I know this because she would come home every day. She would stop at a drugstore, get one-hour photos developed of her posing in front of a fire, and the firemen, like, actually battling a fire behind her. And it would be her with, like, doing, like, a muscle flex pose. And she would, and it would, like, it's like photo collage, and it would say, like, hero at the top.
God.
And then, so she would give us those, and I was like, wow, this is incredible. I mean, it's like a little like, okay, you're going to call yourself a hero, but honestly, yeah. And then she would let us come out. This is the summer of 99, so this kind of ties in. So we would go out, and we would watch these fires. She would, like, tip us off. She'd call and be like, hey, there's a fire at Seagrove. And then we would go, like, watch this burn. It was great. And then it wasn't until fairly recently, 2015, that I was talking to my older brother about this, and he goes, oh, you know, she wasn't a volunteer firefighter. She was a sentenced firefighter.
What does that mean?
She got caught shoplifting.
She was a prisoner.
The judge took pity on her because she had 5 kids and was like, well, I'm not going to give you jail time, so your community services, you have to volunteer at a fire station.
For stealing rollerblades?
Not the rollerblades, it's everything else.
I bet she met so many guys there, though.
So many guys, yeah. Yes.
And now they're all your dads?
Now they're all my dads.
All right.
They're all heroes.
Volunteer dads.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So crazy. I didn't know you could be a sentenced firefighter.
No, I never heard of that. That seems too skilled to just do it because you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want that person.
I was a sentenced surgeon for a little while.
Oh, thank God, you saved my dog. You mean my dog. I think she stole it again.
That's crazy. Yeah. I wish you'd seen Lizzie's face the whole time you were telling it. She was like somewhere
else.
It was crazy.
Mesmerized.
Didn't plan to say in any of that.
I mean, I felt like I had stepped into a book of prose.
Prose?
Prose, like it's instead of poetry?
Oh, yeah.
So you were homeschooled.
Sure, I throw the word prose around.
I was a dirt kid who didn't go to school and stole the bunch.
I'm like, it's prose, Moses. Yeah. No, that was incredible.
I think we're all kind of shell-shocked. We weren't ready for that. That was one memory.
Yeah.
Did they take the rollerblades away from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
I think Moses proses should be.
What?
Yes.
Stage name.
Moses,
here we go. I've been looking for I've been looking for a more stupid name than Moses Storm.
Well, that was great. I think we could stall until Matt gets back.
I feel like had there been Instagram back then, your mom would have
Oh, yeah, she would have been killing it. So, yeah.
Yeah, she'd be, like, you guys so would be rich.
She never won bodybuilding contests because she never got, like, giant and huge like the other women. Like,
right.
They just stopped 2 years ago doing the female ones because, like, people are like, oh, we don't want to see that.
Right.
So she never got, like, really, really in shape. But she was, like, you know, she's fit enough to be at the contest.
Right.
And then we would go to these contests.
Are you sure she wasn't sentenced to these contests?
She was a sentenced bodybuilder.
So she just kind of did it?
Immediately failed sitcom. Sentenced at birth. Yeah, so we would go to these contests as kids and then also had to pretend that we were not her children.
Wow.
Yeah, because that would shine poorly on her.
Did people ever question it?
Yeah, people wanted to know backstage because we were definitely the only kids back there. And it was the scariest place for a kid was backstage at a bodybuilding place.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you know this, but like you think like those guys are big and strong. But when someone's in a bodybuilding contest, they're actually at their weakest. Because they haven't eaten anything and they haven't drank any water.
Right.
So these giant beasts of men who at the time were 18 feet tall, would faint left and right. And then their trainer would try to revive them and squirt water into them. Then they would start freaking out about all the water that they just ingested. You know, the calories that are in water.
Yeah, no, you
can't.
That
they would start making themselves throw up on the ground. And it was just this, like, concrete floor of, like, beasts fainting. And then, it was... I'm not
it's
over
like
it.
A Hieronymus Bosch painting.
Did your mom ever, like, send you out to kind of be like, I heard Linda Storm's been training all summer. Like, just spread.
Oh, like,
about, because I'm thinking about that scene in Muppets Take Manhattan where Kermit goes into this restaurant in this, like, trench coat or whatever with full of mice. And then they disperse and they're like, Kermit the Frog is here. And then he becomes a star.
The only thing I have that's anything close to that is I opened for Colin Quinn years ago.
Yeah.
And my mom came to see me in San Francisco at Cobbs. And she met Colin Quinn backstage. And Colin Quinn is a handsome dude. And he's a very funny comedian. But she'd never heard of him before. But she just sees this guy. And he, like, starts chatting her up. And she loves him. Because he's Colin Quinn. He's, like, the, like, most likable dude on earth. So my mom thinks she, like, found this guy. And she's, like, flirting with him. And she's going to get Colin Quinn. And then I had to, like, break it to her. I'm like, Mom, he's, like, kind of fit. Like, stop.
Yeah.
You're not going to get Colin Quinn.
I had that happen. Do you remember Joey Lawrence from Blossom?
Okay. Yes.
My friend worked at Target in Minnesota. And he was like, Joey Lawrence is coming. And I didn't even know who that was. Like, I didn't watch Blossom. And he was like, you should go meet Joey Lawrence. We dressed me up as Blossom. I don't know why. We were just like, it's so fun. Like, this friend used to, like, dare me to, like, do a bunch of stuff. So, like, I went as Blossom. And afterward, I was like, I seriously think I'm in love with him. Like, he was like, I remember I was like, I'm going to ask him a question. And I was like, do you like chocolate milk? Like, it was like such a tough.
Hard hit.
And he was like, well, yes, I do. I do like chocolate milk. And he gave me a headshot and I wrote down our conversation like word for word. Me, do you like chocolate milk? Him, why, yes, I do like chocolate milk. It's just like you just because someone, yeah, it's
you're
like a, it
me.
Is a gift. To
I do
me.
Too. Him. Whoa.
What? It's just stock lines from Blossom.
He's his character in all the time. Back, right. Everybody. Nice. Matt
Congrats.
Came back. Matt. How was it, Matt?
I had a great set at the comedy
show. All right.
Yeah.
I did try out a new bit that didn't work because it's not an actual bit. The bit is just that in the grand scheme of things, all dicks are small. Is that funny?
Yes.
That's funny, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know how to make it funny yet.
Although I've seen a couple where even in the grand scheme of things, they're pretty big. That's funny. Mm-hmm. was that the reaction across the street?
That's exactly
that's
right.
Funny.
Yeah, they were like, okay. They're like, sure, I guess you could say that out loud if you wanted
to. Well, you didn't miss much. Moses had an uneventful childhood just like you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
no notes.
Meg, do you have any summer memories that you want to talk about?
Well, I was also going to say when I got my period.
Oh, yeah.
Because these boobs came out of nowhere, and I just, like, couldn't wait to take them on their maiden voyage in a string bikini and just be like... I've been waiting for these, now they're here.
I'm a poster.
Yeah, because they just like showed up out of nowhere. Full
That's
course.
Crazy. It's like it's like the movie Big, but just for boobs.
Just for boobs.
You just woke up and you were like, what happened?
I remember getting those way better than I remember my first period. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that being super eventful.
I remember those two coming in.
Yeah.
How
it's
long
like
does
one
it
day
take?
They're just there.
I remember someone else alerting me going... so-and-so said, your boobs grew in this year. Like, I was like, oh, my God. And then I remember looking in the mirror and being like, they did. Like, I remember, like, having the realization, pink sweater, industrial.
Can I do an original joke? In the grand scheme of things, all boobs are big. Let the record open.
That is so funny, dude.
Don't fucking steal my material, Moses. I need that for premium blend. Why
I'm
say
so tall, I'm dying. My voice sounds like I'm underwater.
I'm like Abraham Lincoln if he didn't do anything. Well, this was a great... Do you have
No, that's it. It was pretty much just boobs coming in and... Mm-hmm. And then I was a different person.
And you could just take rollerblades and
like
no one would yell at you?
I was like such a nerd, and then all of a sudden I had boobs, and I was like, I can do anything.
That was such a shocking time in like 7th, 8th grade where like all girls were taller than boys.
Yeah.
And then just started sprouting new limbs.
Mm-hmm.
Boobs are limbs, technically, right?
Yes. The good ones. The good ones have bones inside.
Yeah.
Hey, your boobs got bones? I heard Lizzie Cooperman's boobs got bones. That's amazing. We don't have a experience like that as boys. We don't have like...
Your voice dropping, that's a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine that was a big one for
well,
you.
Well, I remember...
Or did you always sound like this?
Kind of. Well, I remember because I was a little bit of a late bloomer that there was a point when I was like, I feel like I should have gone through puberty already. And then I started like dropping my voice a little bit intentionally to like fit in. With like my friend Matt, my other friend Matt, who had a mustache when he was in 8th grade. That's the other. It's just fucking. Everyone turns into a monster. 7th, 8th grade, hideous, terrible.
It's awful. I remember we were in the DMV, me and my friend Craig Morton, aforementioned, and he always had a deep voice ever since forever, like really deep. Mm-hmm. And we were 15 or something like that, and this. We were just talking about like Magic the Gathering or The Simpsons or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then this woman in front of us in line, this black woman, turns around after like 20 minutes and her head literally was like tilted up, like she was looking for a very tall person.
Yes.
And then she looked down super disappointed. And to my friend Craig goes, I thought she was going to be a handsome black man. And I laughed at him for that for the rest of high school. memories. I have a ham-fisted memory of because I remember riding my bike across town to deliver love letters to a girl that didn't like me and would listen to Richard Marx's Endless Summer Nights. In my Walkman, as I would ride across town. In the summer, I would listen to Endless Summer Nights because I was like, this fits. I was really... I shouldn't be an artist.
You know, this is unrelated, but this is something I've never told you, Julian, but often when I listen to Bruce Springsteen, you come to mind.
What?!
I don't know why that is.
Yeah. Don't act like you're surprised.
Yeah.
Why, Bruce? Because I feel I look like I used to work in a factory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's because it seems like you used to work in a factory.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I worked in a book distribution warehouse, which was like basically a factory. It was a book distribution warehouse. I drove a forklift. So it was like the way station between the publisher and Barnes & Noble. They would, all these books would go to this warehouse, and then you would fill the orders to go to Barnes & Noble. And I would, you would go through and pick all the books and put them in the box, and it would go to Barnes & Noble. And I got promoted to forklift operator. But there's no, like, can you do this test? They just go drive that forklift. And I totally whacked a fucking forklift into a huge, like, tower of shelves.
Oh.
And it was, like, I thought it was going to all go. I thought it was going to be, like, viral on, yeah. But it didn't. It just kind of stayed and creaked.
Yeah.
Like, to the ceiling of, like, a 40-foot warehouse.
And it was the most erotic moment of your life.
And
that's a stock joke for me, by the way. I've got a flag that a stock. I've been saying it left and right.
You want to know a stock joke? This is a gift to everyone. A stock joke you can use that's funny again after a long time.
Wait, are you guys doing stock jokes because this was a stock warehouse? Where? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a good comedian, and I didn't put those together. Not is back. Whenever you say something, just say at the end of it, say not.
Yeah.
It's funny again. Funny again. Yes.
That's a summer memory. I remember at camp.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, Moses, this is really important.
Oh, please, please.
I remember when people started saying not at summer camp. That's it.
So I have kind of an original stock joke.
Okay.
That I guess like
which is
anything. So not is back.
Hey Moses. Yeah,
but in the grand scheme of things, hey, not is not back.
Don't you fucking say that.
I'm moonwalking again, just for the podcast listeners.
I think not was coming back, and we just killed it again.
Yeah.
It not. Didn't.
Nobody here liked it when I said. See, it's funny. Yeah, it's
guys, any requests?
Just kidding. Yeah. Yeah. Any requests comedian? For stories from our lives?
Guys, I'll share anything.
Oh, I have a question, Moses.
Yes.
What was it like the first time you brought a girl home to meet your mother?
Oh, I don't think I ever did. We had a very dirty house. She was a hoarder, so I never could bring anyone there. We did like, I had car sex a lot. So I got a car, and then the car got broken into one time while we were having sex inside of it.
Damn.
Leave him on a cliffhanger.
I have a story. I used to have a hoarder mom, and we had car sex.
That's really good.
The first time, you didn't ask me this question, so I'm not going to answer it.
No. What?
Well, when I was in seventh grade, I had a crush on this girl named Jessalyn, but I was too afraid to ask or to tell her this directly. So I had my friend tell her friend that I wanted to be her boyfriend.
That's kind of how things went back then, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then through that same chain of communication, I was told that she did. So then we never spoke about that, and then we were boyfriend, girlfriend. That night, I went home, and for some reason, I was terrified to tell my mom, but I was like, I have to tell my mom that I'm in a relationship now. I was like, she needs to know this. So I, in the kitchen, just like was fucking petrified, building up the courage to go, and I went in the living room. I was like, Mom, I'm...
You're smoking.
Mom... Mom, I'm going out with Jessalyn now. And she said, what does that mean? And I said, I don't know. And then we never spoke about it. And Jessalyn and I broke up 3 weeks later. Wow. We did hold hands a couple times, though.
I liked the same girl for all of elementary school. From first grade to fifth grade, I liked Natasha. And she called my house one time. But I would never want my parents to find out that I liked anyone.
Yeah.
And then she called my house one day to like talk to me, and it was like so weird because my mom comes in to the living room. She's like, there's a girl on the phone named Natasha. She's asking for you. And it was simultaneously the most exciting moment of my entire life and the most humiliating moment of my entire life. So I go, oh, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. And I go, I go get the phone. I'm sure I was like awful, like rude and just kind of like whatever, because I was so embarrassed. I get off the phone. And then my mom was like, so who's Natasha, right?
Ugh.
And I go, Mom, it wasn't even a girl. That was Natasha. He's a boy from Russia. He's an exchange student.
What a terrible line.
Yeah. And I don't even know why really? I thought Natasha.
You're like, you're still number one, Mom. There's no one else. There's no one else. Natasha's nobody.
Well, we could do this all night, literally.
I like boys, too. Just kidding.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
So this was a good summer already, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Crux. You could go online and buy their stuff online at Crux. Not yet.
Not yet. Don't come here. Don't go online.
Follow them on Instagram. There but you yeah. can and come here and buy my art. Yay!
Soft spot.
You can watch season 3 of Corporate on Comedy Central. Matt's in that, I think.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything you want to plug or
buy my album?
What is it
it's called?
Called
Organism.
Oh, gross. And Moses, you have big news.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a NBC sitcom called Sunnyside that premieres on September 26th.
Yeah.
At 9:30. Yeah.
And you play a
Moldovan.
Moldovan.
Well, I was born in Moldova, but grew up in Brooklyn.
Is this your childhood again, or is
yes,
this the
show? Yes, my childhood
show?
Again. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
And thank you.
Liz, can you play us out?
Oh, my God. Soft spot. It's a soft spot. Soft spot. It's a noodle in a violin case. That's soft. It's a pillow in outer space. It's soft. It's a soft spot. Everyone has hard bones and then one part of their body that's vulnerable. That's where they're soft. It's a soft spot. Pause. Listen.
And listen well.
Thank you, Lizzie. That was great. Thank you.
A podcast network.